This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The discussion on the finance bill, appropriation bill and Jammu and Kashmir appropriation bill is underway in the Rajya Sabha. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved these bills for consideration and return. She is expected to reply to the discussion this evening. These bills were already passed by the Lok Sabha. Initiating the discussion, Congress MP Vivek Tanka said women do not have special tax slabs in the country. He demanded a dedicated working complex for women entrepreneurs. Namila Ben Bara of BJP said this budget is for the poor, villagers, youth and women. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 has been sent to the Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny. After introducing the bill in the Lok Sabha today, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready for further scrutiny of the legislation. He said the central government's intention is clear and it has nothing to hide over the legislation. Earlier moving the bill, the minister clarified that this bill is not intended to interfere in the functioning of the religious body and it is to provide justice to the disadvantaged and poor sections of Muslim community. Questioning the opposition's claim that the central government has no competency to bring such legislation, he said the subject comes under the concurrent list of the Constitution and the centre is competent enough to legislate on it. Mr. Rijiju said the legislation has been brought in accordance with the various recommendations of the Sachar Committee and various committees set up by the previous governments. He added that there are several lacunae in the functioning of Waqf boards and groups of people have captured the bodies. The government today said the country had made consistent efforts to become Atmanirbhar in nuclear power. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha, Minister of State and the Prime Minister's office, Dr. Jitendra Singh said, India has acquired comprehensive capabilities in nuclear and associated fuel cycle technologies. He said the present installed nuclear power capacity is set to increase from 8,180 megawatt to 22,480 megawatts by 2031-32 on progressive completion of projects under construction and accorded sanction. President Draupadi Murmu attended the state banquet hosted in her honour by Governor-General Dame Cindy Kiro at Government House in Wellington today. The banquet was attended by Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, senior ministers of the New Zealand government, daughter of President of India Itishree Murmu, Minister of State, Government of India George Kurian, Lok Sabha MPs Jugal Kishore Sharma, Soumitra Khan, senior members of the Indian delegation and members of the Indian diaspora in New Zealand. As part of Plant for Mother campaign, the Sri Lanka-India Friendship Arch was inaugurated today. Speaker of the Sri Lankan Parliament Mahinda Yapa Abeyawardena and Indian High Commissioner to Sri Lanka Santosh Jha jointly inaugurated the Sri Lanka-India Friendship Arch at the National Sandalwood Garden at Sri Jayawardenapura Kotte. Sri Lankan Minister Prasanna Ranatunga, office bearers of Sri Lanka-India Parliamentary Friendship Association and senior officials participated by planting Murutau saplings, symbolizing shared commitment to a greener future. In Japan, a strong earthquake with a magnitude of 7.1 struck the southwestern part of the country today. The Meteorological Agency has issued a tsunami advisory for the coastal areas of Miyazaki, Kochi, Oita, Kagoshima and Ehime prefectures. No casualties or major damage has been reported. In Russia, a state of emergency has been declared in the Kursk region as a rare cross-border attack by Ukrainian troops continued on Wednesday. Russian officials stated that at least 5 civilians have been killed and 31 wounded, including 6 children, since the start of the incursion. At the Paris Olympics, Indian grappler Aman Sehrawat has stormed into the semi-final of the 57-kilogram freestyle wrestling category after beating Albania's Zelimkhan Abakarov 12-0. Olympic champion Neeraj Chopra will aim to defend his title in the javelin throw final, scheduled for late in the night at 11:55 p.m. IST. The Indian hockey team will play a crucial bronze medal match against Spain at 5:30 p.m. IST to retain their bronze medal. And with that, we end this news bulletin.